Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. Hello. How many of you have ever been scared? Yeah? How many of you have ever been so scared that you felt like running away from something? Only you? The rest of you have never been scared like that? Well, we're about to hear a story from the gospel where the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Jesus, his students, were so scared that they were just running away. You remember what happened to Jesus on the cross? You remember how he was killed and he died? Well, what do you think his followers, his disciples, were thinking that was going to happen to them? Yeah, the same thing was going to happen to them. So Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem. So there were two of his followers that said, Jerusalem here, we're going to go to Emmaus over there. And so they left. And they were walking, and it was beginning to get dark. And as they were walking, somebody joined them. Just some stranger walked next to them and started walking with them and say, hey, what are you guys talking about? And they looked at him and they said, what? Have you not heard what just happened? And he said, what happened? And he said, about Jesus and how we thought that he was the Son of God and that he was going to save us. But then they arrested him and they humiliated him and they killed him. And then they did not know that the guy that was walking with them, guess who that was? It was Jesus himself, but they couldn't recognize him. And so Jesus started explaining to them the Bible. He said, oh, do you not know that the Bible said that when the Son of God came, the Messiah, he was going to have to suffer like that, and that he was going to have to die, but that he was going to be alive again? And he kept talking to them, and they felt like their hearts were warm, like their hearts were burning, like something good was happening. But they still didn't know who it was that was walking with them. And so then they got to the place where they were going to stay. And when they opened the door to go in, the stranger, Jesus, was going to just keep walking. And they said, hey, where are you going? Come in with us. Stay with us. It's getting dark. You don't want to be outside in the dark. It's dangerous in the dark. Come inside. So they went inside. And when they were inside, you know what he did? He sat at the table, even though he was the guest. And then he took bread, and he gave thanks to the bread. He gave thanks to God for the bread. And then he broke it. Looks familiar? Yeah? And then he broke it. And then when he broke the bread, two amazing things happened. First thing that happened, he disappeared. Second thing that happened, they said, wait a minute, we know that person. It's Jesus. They recognized that Jesus was there with them, even though he disappeared. Guess what they did next? Well, they were no longer afraid. Remember that city that they were running away from? What was it called? Jerusalem. They went right back to that city. Remember what time of the day it was? Was it morning? Was it noon? It was night. It was dark. It was scary. It was dangerous. They didn't care. They went right back to the thing that they were afraid of before. Why? Why do you think they did that? Why were they no longer afraid? What did they just see? Yes. Because they just saw Jesus. You're right. They knew now that Jesus was with them no matter what happened to them. And when they got to Jerusalem, they found that there were others there already. And the others said, yeah, we saw him too. He is alive. And from then on, they began to share with everybody the good news that even though they had killed Jesus, he was now alive and that he loved everybody and that he wanted people to believe in him. And so whenever you come to the table at church and whenever you see that the pastor takes the bread, and whenever you see that the pastor breaks the bread, remember that it's not just the pastor standing there, and it's not just the bread. Who else is there? Jesus. And that should give you courage so that you too don't have to run away from the things that scare you, but you can go back and face them and say, I'm not scared anymore. even if you are little. You say, because I know that Jesus is with me, and I can do this. Help me bless the children, please. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of these children. We thank you for the responsibility of sharing with them the word and teaching them by the way that we live what it is like to follow you, even when we are scared and afraid. We pray that their hearts too burn in their heart, in their chest, as they listen to the word, as they sing praises to your name, as they gather here in the community of faith, and that in the breaking of the bread, they too may recognize your presence in their lives. May they grow in grace and in wisdom the way our Lord did. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go back to your seats.